future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today's Friday, the 12th of January, 2018. Bitcoin is currently trading at $14,020, up 1% in the last 24 hours. Bitcoin's had a really good journey in the last couple of days, from hitting lows around 13,100 and really rallying back up. I really feel Bitcoin is at a really interesting time. And I think with the amount of news coming out, there's been a lot of negative stories about it. You know, Microsoft taking it off as a payment method, Microsoft putting it back on as a payment method onto their website I'm referring to. There's been a lot of stories floating around, but the Bitcoin brand always delivers. And I think, and I really feel about this, I really feel that it's going to have a huge rally in the next up and coming weeks slash months. But listen, this isn't financial advice, this is just our in-house view, which is my in-house view. And that's my 2 cents on Bitcoin. Ethereum's currently trading at $1,256, up 2% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum is doing incredibly well. And as I always say, a great team who execute have got a really good image out there. They're working on obviously the sharding, bringing that in to help the network congestion. But the team are doing so many things behind the scenes, because I spoke to one of the core developers over there. And these guys, they're amazing. They can execute. They have a really good network of contacts, and also have a really good team of people all over the world, as most crypto companies do. But these guys do it incredibly well. Ethereum, I think, is a really good hold for 2018. And I think $1,256 is undervalued massively. Ripple is currently at $2.02, which is down 5% in the last 24 hours. Mixed reviews and mixed opinions on Ripple. We had a really good story today, which we'll be going over in the story section. I mean, you know, it's holding up there. I personally don't really like Ripple itself, but MoneyGram has integrated the Ripple token into their financial transaction proposition, which is incredibly good for Ripple. But do I feel Ripple is going to be a long-term play in the crypto space? Not really, but that's my own opinion. Bitcoin Cash currently trading at $2,621. That's down about 1% today. And Bitcoin Cash has a really good core team behind them. I'm actually heading to a London meetup tonight, which is called the London Bitcoin Cash Meetup. Check them out. I'm going to be down there. I'll be having a few beers with the guys there. But that looks, Bitcoin Cash is a really interesting proposition, because it's obviously a lot faster than Bitcoin. So a lot of people kind of supporting that, as you know, showing support for Bitcoin by holding Bitcoin Cash and using it and being part of the team over there, which is fantastic. Dash is something I've been speaking about quite a lot in the last couple of days. That's currently trading at $1,051, and that's down about 1%. Now, Dash, I feel, is extremely undervalued. Its current market cap, I believe, so let me just double check this, about $8.2 billion. As I said, before December, we had just to the start of December, kind of the second, third, fourth, just before kind of the decline we saw in the market before around Christmas time, Dash was trading around $1,500. As I said, it's currently trading around 1,000 at the minute. I feel Dash has a really great team behind them. They can execute. They've got really good people, spokespeople such as Max Kaiser, who promote them. And, you know, they don't pay him to do that. You know, this is something that he does because he likes the underlying technology and the privacy token side of things, or the privacy coin side of things. And I feel that Dash nail that, and they do it really, really well. And they've been around for quite a while now, so they're a really good coin. And I really feel that Dash should be in everyone's portfolio. I'm not saying it should be a heavy position or a core position, but having a bit of Dash is, you can never go wrong with that. Neo is what is probably one of my favorite picks for 2018. Currently trading at $122. That's up 7% in the last 24 hours. It started 2018 around $50, $55. It's done insanely well. We've got tons of ICOs coming out on the Neo blockchain, all of which, by the way, are super hot, as we say in the crypto space. A hot ICO is something whereby it's excess demand for the ICO that's unmet by the amount of tokens or the amount of coins that the ICO is delivering. A lot of these are based in China, since Neo's kind of backstory was originally called AntShares, and they had an ICO, and then they kind of changed the name to Neo, which I think was a great idea, by the way. And They are working on something extremely special. Let me just say that. I don't want to say too much. I don't want to say too much until it's announced, but NIO are working on something that's really going to revolutionize everything. So NIO, I really feel, should definitely be in your portfolio for 2018. But as I said, this is not financial advice. It's just my two cents on the situation. The current market cap for the crypto space is $708 billion, and Bitcoin's dominance of that is 33%. Now, that links back into kind of the Bitcoin price a little bit. The Bitcoin dominance is at a historic low at the minute. But I really feel, and I really, from talking to the people in London, to talking to people around the world, which I do on a daily basis, Bitcoin is not going anywhere. It's here to stay. It's a brand. And I, like, you can speak to anyone. You hear people know Bitcoin. They don't really know, I don't know, Stellar, or they don't really know Cardano. People know Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the brand. Bitcoin is the main stage for this. And you can't take anything away from Bitcoin, because it is the start of this whole revolution. And by the way, it's not going anywhere, as I said. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto News Flash.
World's largest crypto exchange sees exponential growth despite market lows. And by the way, the world's largest crypto exchange is Binance. So let's jump into the story. The largest cryptocurrency exchange in the world by trading volume, Binance continues to see explosive growth in spite of price reductions across the market earlier this week. The company added 240,000 users in just 1 hour on Wednesday, January 10th, surpassing all previous growth records. Binance's record growth this week is taking place in spite of drops across the market and in negative comments from traditional investment moguls, like Warren Buffett. In response to Buffett's pessimistic comments on the crypto market, Binance CEO Zhao Changpeng told Bloomberg in an interview January 11th, "Warren Buffett is a guy I truly respect from an investment standpoint, but I do not think he understands cryptocurrencies at all. It is what it is. I still respect him in other parts of his expertise, but I think on cryptocurrencies, he's making a big mistake." Zhao himself is even surprised by Binance's growth, saying in the interview that the company almost had not expected the explosive growth from Wednesday. And almost is because they knew the crypto market is like, and they knew it could sneak up on it. The company has hosted almost $5 billion in cryptocurrency trades in the past 24 hours alone. The exchange temporarily closed new registrations last week while undergoing an update to allow for higher volumes. And since it's reopened, they've had to limit order numbers. Other industry insiders see the Binance success as a general sign of growth in the market and increasing adoption. Gregory van der Burr, a co-founder and CEO of Mika, a blockchain-based wealth management firm, told Cointelegraph, "We are just at the early stage of the crypto adoption. Binance and other crypto exchanges are still serving early crypto adopters. The next phase of adoption will come from the $30 trillion that is currently actively managed on behalf of high net worth individuals across the globe." Great story. Let's get on to the next one. KFC Canada introduces Bitcoin bucket of chicken tenders. A great story, bit of a PR stunt, but let's jump into it. In the latest example of mainstream crypto adoption as a PR stunt, KFC Canada has introduced a new menu item, the Bitcoin bucket, that customers can buy exclusively with BTC or Bitcoin. KFC Canada announced their new PR stunt promotion via Twitter on January 11th, and here's what they said. "Sure, we don't know exactly what Bitcoins are or how they work, but that shouldn't come between you and some finger-licking good chicken." A great, 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 great way to phrase that. The Bitcoin bucket, which sells for the Bitcoin equivalent of $20 Canadian, contains 10 chicken tenders, waffle fries, a medium side, a medium gravy, and two dips. Canadian citizens can order home delivery of the Bitcoin bucket through Colonel & Co.'s website. So KFC Canada also released a promotional Facebook Live video for the Bitcoin bucket, featuring a still graphic of a Bitcoin of KFC chicken superimposed with the equivalent of $20 Canadian in BTC, updating every 5 minutes in real time for almost 4 hours. One Bitcoin bucket costs about 0.001 Bitcoin at press time. In a similar PR stunt, on January 9th, Kodak announced the initial coin offering for their own cryptocurrency, the Kodak One, Kodak One reportedly will be used to register and license images on the new Kodak One platform. Bitcoin had also already entered into the fast food industry in July 2017 when the German food delivery company Lieferando began accepting Bitcoin for orders. Most recently, in August 2017, Burger King Russia introduced its own virtual currency, the Whopper Coin, which is positioned for the use as part of a customer loyalty program. Great story. It's great to see that the food market is adopting Bitcoin the way that everyone else should. I find it extremely entertaining and interesting as well, which is value add. With that in mind, let's get on to the next story. Search giant Baidu launches blockchain as a service platform. Chinese web search giant Baidu has launched its own blockchain as a service, BaaS, platform. Based on technology developed by Baidu, the open platform sets out to provide the most user-friendly blockchain service. According to the firm's dedicated website, Baidu Trust allows the conducting and tracing of transactions and can be applied to various use cases, including digital currency, digital billing, bank credit management, insurance management, financial auditing, and more. Baidu says the technology has already been applied in assets securitization and exchange and claims it has contributed to the first asset-backed securities exchange products using blockchain technology in China. With the move, Baidu follows Chinese internet conglomerate Tencent in launching its own suite of blockchain services. Announced in April 2017, the company said it would use the technology coincidentally called Trust SQL to offer digital asset management, authentication, and shared economies, among other services. While maybe a little behind on launching its BaaS platform, Baidu was an extremely early adopter on Bitcoin. Notably, it announced in October 2013 that it was accepting payments in Bitcoin for its Jiaosao service, you have to forgive my pronunciation there, which improves websites' performance, speed, and security. Great story. It's great to hear that the Chinese larger type tech companies are moving into the space in a bullish manner, which we advocate at SVK Crypto. We love that, man. We love being bullish in the crypto space. Woo! Let's get on to the top Twitter tweet of today.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today goes to BTCC, and you can go follow them at YourBTCC. So here's the tweet. The first peer-to-peer Bitcoin transaction was when Satoshi Nakamoto sent Hal Finley 10 Bitcoins on January 12, 2009. Approximately 300 million transactions have occurred since the first Bitcoin block was mined on January 3rd, 2009. Great tweet. Keep up the good work and follow them for the crypto tweets out there, because these guys do a stellar job. The second tweet today goes to Joseph Young, and you can go follow him at I am Joseph Young. Here's the tweet. South Korean government shocked at the number of citizens requesting the removal of Justice Minister and Finance Minister for market manipulation. So these guys were the guys who were looking to try and ban this, and it just didn't work. And by the way, the ban has been publicly denied, so they're not going to be banning the cryptocurrencies in South Korea. So 100,000 signatures filed to reject cryptocurrency trading ban proposal. 30,000 signatures filed for removal of the two ministers that brought the original idea forward. Great tweet. Joseph Young, as always, delivers the best news and out there, apart from, of course, the SVK Crypto 15 Minutes of Crypto Fame podcast. Follow them both. With that in mind, let's get to the next part of the show.
SVK's current global crypto view.
On this part of the show, we're going to be speaking about two ICOs. One is the B token, and we're going to go into some depth on that. And we're also going to mention another really exciting ICO that hasn't even had that much publicity, let's say, even within the crypto community. I don't think many people know about it, and this is what we would like to call a sleeper deal. So stay tuned for that. We're going to run through the B token and get to the hot ICO in a second. So B token, the token symbol for this is BEE. The hard cap for the project is $15 million for 30% of total token supply, including $5 million hard cap for public presale. One B token equals 14 cents. It's an ERC-20 token, so it's based on the Ethereum blockchain. Countries excluded, America, Canada, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Accredited investors are permitted from these regions only. Okay, so that's pretty common. So, project overview. B-Token's protocol helps aim to eliminate the middleman in the home sharing market and allow short-term home renters and tenants to directly transact with each other on the B's net. Or the B Nest platform. Hosts and guests both benefit from the lower commission charge on all transactions on the B Nest platform compared to other websites like Airbnb or VRBO. So the B Nest also has protocols in place to resolve disputes as well as manage reputation scores for users on their platform. This diagram helps explain it a little bit. So we've got four circular objects, let's say, and they're in a chart format. So kind of, I'll just run through this really quickly with you. So part one, BNS checks the reputation of a user before allowing payments. Part two, BNS initiates payments and allows guests / hosts to pay. Number three, in case of a dispute, tokens are moved into arbitration, so they move to somewhere, move into a different area, so to speak, away from the guest or the host. Okay, number four. Once they have their stay, they get their reputation modified based on the results. Very common. And then number five, BNest checks the status of arbitration to update guest/ host, so to make sure everything's quote unquote kosher. They will then pay them afterwards to make sure everything was okay. Cool. So let's look at the team here a little bit. Let's check out who they are and what they do. Jonathan Cho, co-founder and CEO, formerly a lead at Uber in the security and fraud division, has a lot of experience in startups with family businesses that was sold to Sun Chemical for $3 million. Tony Tran, co-founder and CTO, over 10 years of software development experience, previously a software engineer at Uber and Bezo, acquired by LinkedIn. Experienced team as the head guys there who can execute on projects, which is good to see, and it's always comforting with an ICO when you look at the team and you see and you can track what they've previously done. So opportunities, BNS is a solution that can save both hosts and guests large amounts of money and is badly needed amid record housing and rental prices. The team is comprised of members of reputable tech companies such as Uber, Facebook, and Google. They also seem to have good connections around the startup scene with partnerships that they've already established. Concerned? My main concern is BNest is going against Airbnb, which is a very strong, efficient operator. With that said, BNest doesn't need to take down Airbnb to enjoy success. It can serve a subset of the market and still thrive. Okay, so for flipping, good. The project has a strong team and advisors and is attracting high market awareness over 1 month before the crowd sale, which is true. Everyone's talking about that. For long-term hold, good. BNest home sharing idea has a large impact with substantial potential. The project also benefits from the growing pain of the ever-increasing property and rental prices. So that's kind of our two cents on the B-Token ICO and crowd sale. Now, the project that I really wanted to speak about was the Trinity ICO. Now, a few things I'm going to kick off here. They haven't announced the hard cap yet. This deal is in a very early stage. And this is something that they will be announcing quite soon. So one of the projects that has a lot of, or we believe has a lot of potential, but not a lot of hype behind it, which is a really good place for an ICO, is Trinity. Trinity ICO has a hard cap of $20 million, $6.67 million of that has been raised in the pre-sale stages. And by the way, they didn't have a bonus or a discount, which means it's a level playing field and there's not going to be any dumping on the exchange, which we see of a lot of the ICOs that come out of this space. Some of them, I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them have that potential. So what are they? The off-chain scalability solution using state channels. One of the issues we have is GitHub has not been that active as of recently. White paper won't be released until after the ICO takes place, which is very strange. One diagram on the early white paper was copied from the Raiden Network white paper. However, they have addressed this and apologized for this and said that this white paper was only for early private investors and not allowed for the crowd sale. So no KYC needed because it's a Chinese ICO and they haven't bothered to do that, which is quite strange. Crowd sale is to take up to 2 to 3 of the hard cap, I'd say, from personal experience. Only accepts NEO, so it's based on the NEO blockchain, which is really cool. Advisors from Ontology and Onchain, co-founder of Badwater Capital, JC Zoo. Okay, so that's pretty that's value add in that perspective. No backing by the NEO Council, which is kind of concerning. Whitelist was closed after 48 hours of being open. They had the subscriptions needed. The ICO fits directly into the NEO ecosystem, working in synergy with other upcoming ICOs, such as the Next Exchange. So check them out. The website, I believe, if you bear me 2 seconds here, is trinity.tech. Check them out. Do some due deal on Telegram. They have a Telegram link on their website. Let me know your thoughts. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a fantastic weekend. Remember to connect with us on Twitter at @svk_crypto. Email myself, CStory@svkcrypto.com. If you have any questions, queries, hit us up. We're more than happy to help you guys out. Have a great weekend, and we'll be back Monday.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @svk_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.